What could you do? What were the things that you could do to really make them proud of you or happy with you as a kid?
I don't quite know. I don't think many parents in those days talked to their children like your mother and dad did. Your
Right.
mom would tell you that she was proud of you
Right.
know.
Right.
No, that's one thing that I don't remember ever. Except one time when Ma thought I was dozing, and she was talking to another lady, and then she said, "Gertrude really does an awfully good job on that. I'm proud of that." But she wouldn't say that to me,
Right.
because then probably I would be proud, and oh boy, perish the thought, see.
Right.
They didn't worry about your little egos all the
Right.
time. They expected you to do what was right and what was good.
Yep.
They expected a full day's work. They expected honesty, you know. So that was just a given. That wasn't something that you were praised for all over the place. That was, well, of course you did that.
Right.
And we probably could have stood a little more pats on the back.
Well, yeah, if I don't know, like when I was talking with Dad, it seemed like, I mean, you guys, his impression was that, yeah, you guys had probably praised him, but it was more just he always knew that you loved him, but it didn't so much have to be actually communicated.
That's right. I think we were brought up that way, and it took a generation or two to come full circle.
Right.
And I do think that it has gone a little bit overbalanced,
Yeah.
because kids are just constantly told how wonderful they are and how good they are when they get a good grade or they do this or that. They're constantly told it so that when they don't get told that by other people, I think they kind of just lose their bearings.
Yeah.
They and we were just expected to do right and expected to make a decent grade and expected to pass our class, and then that was good. And yeah, hey, that's a good mark. You got a A in that, or we used to get graded by 75, 90% or whatever,
Right.
and that was good. But no big deal. It was just a given. Of course you did that.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do. So that was more or less just taken for granted.
Now you said that maybe you could have used a little bit more praise. Like when you, as a child, did you think that, or did you, what were your
No.
feelings on the matter as a kid?
No, I didn't feel that then because that was a norm.
Right.
So that you didn't know any different.
Right.
And I did know my folks were proud of me.
Right.
But it just wasn't put into, it wasn't verbalized. You know,
Right.
I knew they'd say, this is my daughter, Gertrude. And there was pride in that,
Right.
but it wasn't verbalized the way they do now, or at least not in our presence.
So when you're, yeah.
I can remember one time when I was dusting my parents' bedroom, because that was my job. I had to clean the bedroom. When I was 10, 11 years old, I had to learn how to do housework, and
Right.
I had to the hardwood floors, so I had to take the rugs out and shake them, and then dust the dressers and everything, so there was no dust around, and then you use the dust mop on the floor, and everything was. I learned how to make a bed and do everything so it was neat. I washed lamp chimneys, that had to be done.
Yep.
Polished shoes so they were ready for Sunday, because we would never go to church with our shoes not looking their best. They might be old, but they were always polished. And one time I was in the bedroom and I was had done the dusting, and I picked up Mom's hand mirror, and I was looking at myself in her big mirror. I held the hand mirror to the side, and I thought, oh, brother, my nose was too long, my lips were too thick, this was wrong and that was wrong. And while I was looking in that hand mirror, my mother came to check on me, I guess happened to come to see whether I was, how I was getting along. And she caught me with that hand mirror, and she said, oh, Gertrude, you must not be vain. You must not be proud. And that, I didn't have a word to say. I was so floored that I remember I bawled. I think probably I was 8, 9 years old, maybe 10. And here I looked at myself and I saw so many things that weren't perfect. It could have been, surely could have been improved a lot. My silhouette didn't please me in the least. And my mother completely misunderstood it and thought I was looking at myself and admiring myself. And that's what hurt, because she completely misunderstood me, and I had no words to tell her, hey, that isn't it at all, Mom, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember that I was really hurt, and I don't think I ever told her. Maybe I don't think I ever told her. I would have told her long after we were married when we were talking. I wish I had, but I don't think I ever did.